Yo, local rapper, you claim you spit hot fire bars? You know what? You just might. But if your beats ain't right, I will not even listen. Head over to birdiebands.com and grab you some fire beats. There are major things coming out of Toronto right now, and Birdie Bands is one of them. Head over to birdiebands.com. That's birdiebands.com. Stop using your homeboy that used to beatbox excellent at the bus stop or used to tap his pencil mad crazy in homeroom. Go to birdiebands.com and get your music right. Now let's get to the sneak diss.
Yo, this is the first episode of Sneak Diss, I guess you want to call it, inaugural.
Episode one. Preseason.
My name is Greg Robeson. I have no idea where I'm going.
Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Nah, first episode, inaugural episode of Sneak Diss, you know, something that, you know, wanted to go ahead and put together. Got two of my good friends. I got Ryan Simple. You know, I got George Martin with me.
Hey.
Just trying to get something done, trying to get something started. We figure, you know, try to do something for the sneaker community, try to do something to make sure we keep the culture moving, you know. I figure, you know, we sit around, talk shoes all day, buy shoes all day. Might as well just sit there and do it together and make something of it. So, you know, just to be clear, three regular sneakerheads, three regular guys, just like everybody else. We go get our raffle tickets. We sit online, click refresh, just like everybody else.
We don't camp anymore.
Well.
Yeah, so give us those connects, please.
I would camp. Yeah, so if any of y'all got some connects, please hit us on the website, thesneakerdisc.com. Hit us up. It should be live by the time the show gets on. Also, hit us up on Twitter, @_sneakerdisc. So what's up, guys?
What do you remember? First shoe you remember of having?
First shoe.
What got you in?
Nike Cortez. Dad bought the Cortez. My mom told my dad not to get it. Bought it from me anyways. And ever since then, it was a wrap.
Was that before or after you got jumped in? F those Cortez.
That's an actual fact. Only black dude in LA walking around wearing Cortez. Now, I was only like seven.
And now it's popular.
Now, I actually might have been about six, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, especially when you're from LA. Anyway, so, fellas, Twitters, IG accounts, what do you guys have? You don't know your own IG? Oh, my God.
I know my IG account.
The Twitter account will be changing soon, but it's train of thought _TRANE_thought_.
Yes, thoughts.
Not those kind of thoughts either.
The lonely night thoughts.
That thinking man on the toilet thoughts.
A whole train of thoughts.
And my personal one is @GRob83. Follow me on Twitter if you want. Also, like I said, follow @the_sneakdiss.
83 was the year he came out of the closet.
That's a fact. Actually, that's not true. I'm a married man. So
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hey. Allegedly.
Hey, man. Y'all been tripping.
I mean,
shout out to my wife.
You're the only one who lives on the periphery. Who lives in Goodyear, anyways?
Hey, man, Goodyear is cracking, though. One day, everybody could be trying to move west. Especially that fire we seen on the freeway. It might not be no Phoenix left.
We'll be coming this way. I guess the Sneak This podcast is lit. You know what I mean?
So.
I got my Twitter, Keep It Simple, SEMPLE, and the Instagram, RSEMPIE, SEMPIE. Follow both. Give me some likes.
Follow them so you send all your dick pics.
slide up in my DMs.
Go ahead and slide in his DM with the
what y'all need to send right now is some air conditioning. That's what we need.
Oh, it is a little warm.
Or a fan.
I'm glad we got these beers. I see that vent on the roof. But it's obviously brand new. They probably up there listening. They're probably angry. But, yo, it's nice. So, like I said, first episode. So, you know, last week, any drops, new pickups?
Hold on a second. Shout out to DigiLabs.
We
got to shout them out.
Providing this studio, you know, something we want to do. Hopefully, actually, we're providing an episode every single week. Hopefully, see how this goes. Our first one, I'm sure it's going to sound a little rocky. I'm sure we're going to sound a little crazy, a little unorganized. But, you know, like I said, three regular dudes. Post up, chill, talk sneakers, talk everything. Sports, movies, you name it. Relationships, it doesn't matter. So, like I said, we in the building. But we always have to start off with sneaker talk. That's just where we always start out last week. What new pickups, fellas? New drops, new pickups, anything?
What came out last week?
The Waterfall 4s.
That was you. That was all you.
Oh, you talking about them above the rims or whatever?
The navy blue fours. Oh, yes, sir. The tumble leather.
That's sitting everywhere. Sitting everywhere.
When Jordan, it comes in, I'm going to snuggle with it.
For all you listeners, wait till Kicks Deals sends that tweet out to get 20% off. Because they still sitting.
The leather on them
is plush. I will admit that.
Shout out to the swoosh.
At least from the pictures. At least from them kith pics. You know them kith pics that get you. You see them kith pics and end up copping immediately.
George cops them. White, blue, one Lowe's last week. Right.
Oh, yes.
I think George might be the only one that copped.
George might have been. I'm waiting for the $59 deal.
I think we all took L's on NMDs. So those all dropped last week, took major L's. Like I said, regular cats sitting at our computer, clicking refresh, and add
if you
to
got
cart.
That, if you got that bot, send it our way.
If you got that bot, send it to @_sneakerdiss on Twitter and let us know. Or you can hit the email at thesneakdiss@gmail.com. Send us that bot because we need it. We have no hookups. We get no residuals. We get nothing right now. All right. We get no t-shirts, nothing. We have nothing. All right. So if you got something for us, let us know. But
Don't send us no SBs because that's the one connect we do have. And they fell off the Grand Canyon cliff.
Which is crazy. What happened to SBs?
I don't know what happened to SBs. SBs well, are too bulky.
The thin tongue is coming back. No homo.
Is coming back. You know what's funny? I seen those reds with the gum sole with the thin tongue.
But you know what's funny is I actually think Dunks are better now than they were when we were buying them. I don't know about that. They are actually better.
I don't think those
white and blue joints that had the gold swoosh on the side, whatever that man was, them joints was fire. I seen them joints at Cowtown. Shout out to Cowtown. Them joints are sitting on the shelves with a thin tongue. We stopped wearing them because the tongue was thick. Right?
The reason why
you think they're better now is because you have tighter pants on, which means you can lace them to the top.
Actually, that's a true statement because having them slimmer pants, that's what caused the problem with them. You couldn't wear slim pants with highs, and if you wore slim pants with lows, your pants would be inside your shoes. And that's factual and that's tacky.
There will never be another Dunk Low that tops the red, blue, or yellow lobster. Those are some of the best Dunk Lows ever.
That's a possibility. It's a possibility.
They also only went to 36 people, but.
The yellows, yes, but the red and blues.
Well, we know a guy locally that claims he has about 16 pairs, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, nothing picked up. Actually, you know what? I actually did make a pickup last week. I picked up a Grizzale. And I really don't want to say what it is because it's fire.
It must be Kennedy's.
No. Ha! If I had new... Actually, you know what? I would think about them Kennedy's I passed on a few months ago that you had asked me about.
500?
I would have paid the 500 too for Kennedy's. And to this day, I'd still pay the... Actually, you know what? Go ahead and hit us up on @_sneakdiz and let me know if
Shout
you got
out to Concepts. If you hear us, send us those...
if somebody listens...
Send us those yellow lobsters and Kennedy's.
We know you got them in the back room still.
I need them.
In the vault.
So,
I think my only pickup last week was these BBC Pharrell... Stan Smith pony hair.
How much you
diamonds and dollar signs? $100 on Kith. Shout out to Kith.
And you know
shout
what?
Out to Ronnie Feig.
You know what? And you know what? When they was on there,
he would shout his boyfriend out. This freak.
When they was on there for $100, I thought about copping, but I was like, you know what? excuse me. Drinking these beers. You know what? If they was $100, I figured they're gonna get down to $70. But remind me to go home and check on eBay because them joints look kind of fresh.
They are gone.
Them joints look kind of, I don't know about your jeans, but.
Yee.
I ain't never seen.
Yee.
Shout out to the fear of God.
He was late.
I ain't never seen jeans that together. Written. I can see your underwear. Your jeans.
When you can see somebody's underwear, you know that fit was bricked.
When you can see their pocket, when you can see what they got inside their pocket, you know, you know something went wrong.
He gave all that change to the man on the corner that we saw.
But anyways, but no, like I was saying, that girl I picked up a 1996 Airshake Dennis Rodman Indestruct.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What color was it?
Black. Yes, I did.
I think I stole those great Mervins.
Yo, the Statue of Limitations shout is out, up. Yeah.
Shout out to California Police Department.
The Statue of Limitations is up. So.
I'm sure we'll cut that out, but that's all right.
Hey, man, we keep everything around here. We just three regular guys drinking beer. But I did pick him up, you know, had a little debate with the guy online, you know. They got a small crack in the back, but I'm going to see what I could do.
Wearable?
I don't know, man. They got one small crack in the heel where the air bubble is, so. I don't know. Last time I bought something that old, well, it turned to actual dust. And I have Agassiz from 89 still in my closet with the original Nike box. And they are actual dust. Man. I'm scared if I open it and inhale it, something might happen. And we've experienced that.
It might have turned to anthrax. You might want to bring a biological team in.
It might make you a great tennis player.
It just might.
You don't know.
You can line it up on that mirror.
You don't know until you try.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. God bless. God bless you. Put it on that iPad.
I'm sure the iPad's got a mirror app. You can put it on.
Go ahead. Yo, a mirror app to line that white up.
What else? I got those Fire Red 5 Lows last week, too.
I know you bought something.
I like those Fire Red. I like those 5 Lows. I'm a 5 Low guy. When you're 5'10 and white, low tops are, that's your jam.
Actually, I will admit, that's, I've been seeing them Knicks, fact, them Nick Lowe's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm debating on copping.
Oh, those are,
problem
those
is, are super, I got too many Victor Cruz blues already. I can't buy another blue.
You can take you just one sold of those one back.
I do. I got one in the trunk.
You just sold one.
Huh?
You just sold one.
No, I didn't. I tried to, but nobody bought it. I sold 72 tens.
To pound for pound. Shout out pound for pound.
Hey, man. And I got a... Oh, no, shout out to pound for pound. We actually
tried to sell those shoes in the ASU. Shout out ASU.
We
not
actually
the school.
Know the owner of a local shop, consignment shop out here, pound for pound. Good dude. Hopefully we could get him on the show. Probably get him on the show at some point, do an interview, see what's going on. That's how we further our connects.
Don't leave your other boy out.
Oh,
shout out Ben Hathos.
Shout out Ben Hathos, you know. Go ahead, hit them sites up, hit their websites up, go to their stores. Good fellas, you know. But nah, man, I've been looking at them Nick 5 Lows, and I'm debating, man, but something about that 175 is, I don't know, man, it's a hitter. Like, I just, 175 for Jordans right now, I just can't do it. Like, I want to do it, but, hey, I see a lot of stuff sitting on shelves and a lot of stuff on sale, so I'm just like, well, maybe I could wait on it.
So who tried to cop those Kobes today?
Which ones?
Whatever that fade to black
man,
pack.
Man, I clicked on the link and it said coming soon. I have no idea.
Ain't nobody been able to cop those.
They already copped them.
They're in the fridge. You need another one already?
Man,
hey, beers are getting cash quick.
I don't know, man. Them Kobe's, them suck. All right. They're not gonna be lit until they at least get to the fours and fives.
Threes.
Six.
Threes. I think threes are dope.
Which ones are threes? With the Velcro?
No,
yeah,
three
like
those
quilted
Spider-Man
pattern
ones
on the side. Yeah, whatever that
quilted pattern. Like, you talking about them plastic joints?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they plastic? I thought it was like suede.
Those are
or something.
Twos, right?
Threes. Twos have the strap.
Twos have the strap at the
threes
top.
Threes are whack. Threes look like bananas.
They look like a hammock. You mean a hammock?
There was quite a few NCAA players wearing them this weekend on during March Madness too, which is fact. I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't no hater and I ain't no snitch, but a lot of these athletes out
might
here.
Be a snitch.
Hey, yo.
It's
a lot of these
debate.
A lot of these athletes out here wearing actual heat on the court right now. I seen cats out there hooping in DBs and stuff. All right?
They putting up good numbers? Or they just looking good?
I don't know, man. They be talking about cats out here taking money and stuff. I think cats out here taking sneakers now. But you didn't hear that from me. Right? Ain't no way. Unless these young cats got some hookups or some connects. They are not out there. Somebody was out there hooping in Space Jams, right? They're not even old enough to be playing in Space. They're not even old enough to have Space Jams. You 17, 18 years old out there hooping in the March Madness tournament in Space Jams. Something is funny, all right? Something is funny.
Shout out to Space Jam 2.
I think we need to have a discussion about Nike right now because, you know, I'm sure they've heard it from everybody, but we got some issues with these prices. I don't know what this $400 Jordan coming out is, but that's some nonsense.
I can't do it. I gave them $300. What was PSY's? $300?
$260 plus. Yeah, $286 after tax.
That was it?
$260 plus tax?
I think it was $300.
I don't remember.
Oh, no. Either way, I gave them way more than I wanted to. And every time I see these new premium fours, fire. But am I giving them $400? No. Now, would I give them $400 and I can sell them for $800? Yes. And let me be clear. Nope. Resellers are also welcome to listen to the sneak diss. All
right. You're right.
We don't discriminate.
Yes. And I need a pair of those chalk Ultra Boost size 12 in case anyone's listening for something close to retail, please.
You're right. Yeah. PSNY 12s came out to $322.80 with tax. $300. Oh my
God. That might be the highest I've ever paid retail for a shoe for.
That is absolutely the highest I paid.
I think. Retail.
Retail. Highest I paid post-retail is still... Oh, no. I bought $950.
Okay,
those
look.
Those were $600.
Here's the problem. PSNY, obviously, that's a collapse. You know, that's a limited shoe. You're going to be able to resell it, blah, blah, blah. This shoe that's coming out for $400 is amongst the pack that's flopped. It's every like, single one of them has flopped. It's like
Pinnacle 4s. They're Pinnacle 1s. Pinnacle 1s are $400.
Pinnacle 1s flopped. What's those red ones that came out?
Oh, which red flop.
One? The Labs?
They sold out.
Yeah, all the Lab shoes all flopped. I'm talking all about Labs. Like as far as you can buy them now for retail or less.
Or less, yeah.
Wait a minute. You can buy Lab ones? You can buy Pinnacle ones for retail?
Well, I don't know about those, but are you going to pay $400?
Yeah, you can buy for less than retail.
Them tan ones.
I want the tan ones.
Are you paying $400 for those? I'm not.
That's retail?
That's retail.
No,
I need them for $280.
That's why the fours are $400.
I need a trade.
Yes, trade your Yeezys.
Somebody need an extra Blue Cruise. Let me know. I got you on that Pinnacle one. Me Ben had those. Y'all listening? Yo, let me know. But nah, man. I want to pay the four. Actually, I want the shoe, but I don't want to pay the four. Then you say you copying George?
Copying what?
Them Pinnacles. You
not
said
for $400. I said I want them. I don't like that horse hair on it, but I would wear them if they were $200.
Where's the horse hair? I thought it was like
on the side where the netting is and then on the tongue part.
I had one pair. I had two pairs of shoes that had a horse hair. I don't own them anymore.
Yeah, Krampus and Krampus.
No, I did not buy Krampus SB. You bought Krampus SB against my wishes.
Those in the plastic box for like 2 years. Gosh, before
those
I sold
are so
them.
So awful. Something about a shoe with hair on it is weird. I had a Dunk. Oh, them is horse hairs.
Hey, shout out to Pharrell, though, because he's actually, you guys, you're not going to want to hear it. I know that, and you probably won't believe it, but he's doing more than Kanye for Adidas right now, and that's 1,000,000% fact. He
absolutely.
Is
selling. Whoa.
No. You're talking sales means. Numbers?
No.
Yes. Look at all the shoes. Look at the number of shoes that have Pharrell's name on it compared to what Kanye has. Like, you can even read the articles.
Like what? Shell toes?
Every single all shell toe color. Every single Stan Smith. Every single what he has on
clothing
right now.
Lines, BBC collabs.
The numbers. The numbers are way higher.
Would NMDs sell out or fly off the shelves if Pharrell was just there? No.
No, but
what I'm saying is Pharrell is making them dollars.
Yes.
Kanye has some hype. Pharrell is making them actual
And let's
ends
not forget
meet.
That for our generation, Pharrell was what Kanye West is today. Bape, BBC, ice cream.
What that got to do with Adidas?
I mean, I'm just saying, like he is influential. Like, people do.
But he's also tacky. That's a fact. Hey, man, I love Pharrell. When I used to go buy my CDs, man, every single Tuesday, be at that Target copping CDs.
And
if I copped something and I looked in the book, the book that came with the CD, I would look at production to see if anything was made by Neptunes because I knew it was going to be fire.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Pharrell is tacky, all right? I don't care what anybody says, all right? He's the only person I know still wearing, like, jeans that got, like, paint, like, on the butt and the crotch, like that Bape dog.
You need to stop looking at his crotch.
Hey.
Let's not get into where we were earlier. Closet stuff.
Hey, man, I pay attention, though.
You might want to pause your existence right now.
Hey, like I said, Pharrell is not. Hey, Pharrell might. Okay, if you want to say dollar-wise, fine. All right, maybe. All right. But I really don't see how. I mean, it's the influence that matters. Like, I think
you can't quantify that.
I think Kanye's influence makes you go buy whatever Pharrell's put out right now.
I guess I would argue the fact that if Kanye West wears an Ultra Boost, even though his name is not attached to it, it has the Kanye effect.
Yes, but an Ultra Boost is not a GR. Think about it. You don't see Ultra Boost at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Ultra Boost is a GR. You see it everywhere.
No, it's not. Where do you mean you see it everywhere?
What's a GR?
You see it online at boutiques.
They're at Champs, though.
They're at Champs. They're at Foot Lockers.
Which Champs? The three Champs in the entire country? All right. First of all, they're at House of Hoops Beverly Center. Thank you.
They might be. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see them down
there. They're at Mall of America.
Mall of America, what?
Okay, down the street. Okay.
Adidas original store, yes.
Okay, first of all, anybody who actually gives the sneak diss an opportunity to listen and pays attention to us, we're in the state of Arizona, all right? We get certain things, all right? Now, Ultra Boost, for some odd reason, we just can't get those. Now, if they were in the state of Arizona, we didn't know about it. That doesn't mean it's not a GR.
No. Ultra Boost at
GR.
We're talking Ultra Boost.
Adidas Ultra Boost.
Adidas Ultra Boost.
They had them at House of Hoops, and you didn't say a single word.
No, they did.
They had white ones.
No, they did.
No, they did not.
It's not a GR. Get off that.
The all white ones? No, they
did. A GR is when you saw them?
No, I didn't see them, but I know they had them.
You don't know that. Who told you that?
Stuff.
Let me get some names.
They got all those NMDs last weekend, too. I think they got two.
Man, you're making up stuff now. Your credibility
and Future. Shout out to Future.
Ultra Boost going to Concepts and Ubik and those stores is not making a GR.
Future being at House of Hoops is word of mouth.
You can click on finishline.com.
There's about seven dudes out here that look like Future. I could text two right now. So him saying that he saw Future, I don't know. He might have been out there. What was he buying? Because the House of Hoops out here doesn't have that much worth copying right now.
No, he was in Barney's copying all that Fear of God.
Oh, that's
shout out Fear of God.
Hey, man, I ain't got no problem with Fear of God clothing, but I don't know, man. It's just plain. Something about selling thermals. You buy thermals at Target for like three in a pack, man, and you put them
with buttons on them.
This is a conversation we've had for a long time. Plain t-shirts over Jordan t-shirts. It's the same conversation.
Why would you ever wear a Jordan t-shirt?
Exactly. Why are you wearing t-shirts with rips and holes? Hey, you man, paying let me tell triple. You
if Jordan wants to go ahead and send us a few t-shirts, a sneak disc, we'll wear a few Jordan.
I don't think Michael
t-shirts.
Himself will be doing it, but if Jordan Brand executives, anyone from Jordan Brand is listening.
Oh man, Jordan, I'm gonna tell you something, man.
You can send us them boxes that Marcus gets in the mail.
I can't stop buying Jordans, but Jordans are just. Once you get to a certain age, I just don't see why we buy them. Low. I just
how many lows have you bought recently?
That's different.
Okay, one lows are,
and ones.
Anything ones is
and you
classic.
Talking about 12s and you talking about what else recently?
Yeah,
sixes.
I want fresh blue 12s and I want maybe sixes is my grill though. I'll do anything for a six. I mean, almost
and 12s are for the culture.
Almost anything.
12s are for the culture.
Well, y'all need to explain this culture stuff because this has gone over my head for a long time.
12s are fire. The problem is 12s didn't evolve. 12s are retro. They didn't evolve with our clothes. No. Our clothes got smaller and made 12 look bigger. All right?
Yes.
You put on your jeans, you put on your Fear of God, whatever you wear with some 12s, and 12s look like Tim's now. And that's fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Five,
and Jordans
12,
are so
sixes.
High. Jordans are so high and bulky, you can't even wear them with shorts unless you're about to go hoop. And nobody hoops in Jordans.
Nobody.
Except NCAA
college players.
But, hey, yeah.
And people and players in the NBA
that's
that
neither,
don't have contracts.
Shout out PJ Tucker.
Hey, man, that's neither here nor there.
PJ Tucker has a contract with a local shoe distributor, not a national manufacturer.
Hey, man, y'all get off my guy, PJ Tucker.
Hey! This faker in here.
Your guy.
This faker.
Man,
Let's go back to the thread. You better check your Facebook.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Check your MySpace.
Right. For anybody, honestly, anybody listening to this, you probably don't know who PJ Tucker is.
unless you've been on Kicks on Court lately.
The only way anybody nationally would know PJ Tucker that are in the sneakers is strictly Complex and Soul Collector.
Yeah, Kicks on Court.
That's a fact. Now, let me say something first. I talk the most junk about PJ Tucker than probably anybody, all right? This has nothing to do with him as a person, all right? I'm sure he's a nice guy. I seen he got a kid. He got, you know, whatever, man. He seems like a nice guy. Somebody told me he worked hard from a Euro League. I don't know, all right? But let me tell you something. When you post every single game night, yo, what should I rock? And it's literally some of the rarest sneakers on earth. And you go out there and average 6 points a game, stop, all right? That means that you care more about your sneakers than do your game. Because did you go to the gym and shoot 100 three-pointers, 100 free throws, 100 layups?
Oh, he flew out to L.A. with a Riff.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Shout out to Riff.
Hey, man. Hey. But if P.J. Tucker ever wants to come on the Sneak Disc and talk about it, I will. I can't sit there and be fake with it. I have a problem. See, this is the thing. Back in the day, and this is back to culture. Back to culture talk. This is what I look at as culture. When we watch basketball, 80s, 90s, you just see cats out there wearing Jordans. The only cats that wore Jordans was Jordan, and then Randy Brown.
And Ron Harper. Yeah.
And that wasn't until about 90, I don't know, 90s, until they started 93? Doing it. You didn't see nobody out there wearing it. You saw Magic Johnson out there running in them heavy Converse. You saw Larry Bird out there shooting them one-legged jump shots in them heavy Converse. You saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in them L.A. Gears. You saw Sean Kemp in Reeboks. You saw people. Did you burp?
You saw Akeem Olajuwon. Did you burp? Akeem Olajuwon. No,
bro, it smelled like bologna. Oh, my God, bro. I'm across the room.
That was you?
Bro.
That was aimed that way. What do you want?
Like, that smells like organic.
That smells like,
shout out to organic.
Smells like a sandwich shop on 3rd Avenue and Washington.
Yo, if they want to supply this thing, this with some sandwiches, shout out to them. I'm hungry.
Man.
But anyways, like I was saying, you didn't see B.J. Armstrong out there worried about Jordans and stuff. Now, they didn't have social media and stuff, but Jordans was available to everybody. We were just talking about how, like, Jordans used to sit on the shelves. Concord 11s sat on the shelves at a JCPenney, all right? JCPenney's. B.J. Armstrong could have walked in JCPenney's and copped 11s and hooped in them, but he didn't. B.J. Armstrong and, gosh, what other? Nick Van Exel. Actually, Nick Van Exel wore Blast Reeboks. But that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, you see P.J. Tucker out here. And you know what? I don't necessarily have a problem with him hooping in these limited, rare shoes. The fact that he emphasizes it. The fact that he's like, hey, y'all, what should I wear tonight? And it's like Sean Marion PE5s and some sample 14, Seamless 14, or a Yeezy. Once you start hooping in a Kanye sneaker, you have no care for playing basketball.
No.
Period. None at all. All right?
No.
Because you cannot hooping. And same thing for Nick Young. I don't want to get on P.J. Tucker. And you know what? I don't even want to make this first episode going in on people that we don't even know. Well, let me tell you something. You go out there and hoop in a, what is that, a 750 Yeezy?
Yeah.
You have no plans on scoring any points or playing any defense because they have no ankle support.
Or staying healthy.
And if your coach knew anything, if Byron Scott or, Hornacek, whoever knew anything about sneakers. If I seen Nick Young walk out the locker room wearing some 750 Yeezy boots, I would say, you're not playing today. I would literally DMP. You're not playing. Leave your warm suit on. Don't tear your pants off, man. Leave them joints on. Pause. Leave That's them joints first. On. Leave those joints on. Leave those pants on. And that's a fact. You ain't coming out here playing my basketball. Pause. Hey.
Okay.
It's out of control, though. Sometimes you just say stuff. Sometimes you just say stuff and just get out of control, you know? A shout out to the pause button too.
Speaking of like all of this, I mean, where are we at in the state of sneaker culture and where it's come from and where it is today? I mean, we're at a point to where we're seeing all these Jordan retros again sitting on shelves, things going, making it to clearance stores, to outlet stores, getting sent back to Nike to be redistributed. I mean, are we to a point to where we saw a younger generation come into a fad, come into a trend, get into it, and are now out of it. And the only people left are the people who really grew up in it and the people who really have a love and an appreciation for where it all started.
Now, here it is. Nike decided to take the reseller out of the game for the most part. And the reason why I say that is there's no cushion anymore for making money. You can't make $50 on a resale sneaker anymore on a GR. They're not $160 and you sell it for 250, pay your fees, and you're done. No, they cost 200, 190, 200, 210, 220 now. So the markup is gone. And that's the biggest reason why all these shoes are sitting on shelves. And half of them suck, to be honest.
But here's the question. Is I agree. The reseller is gone now. But when you had the reseller, you still had people lining up camping. Like, you would think that eliminating the reseller would let it be possible for all the people who want the shoes to get them. But now it just seems like without the reseller, without the low price, without the hype of the markup, even the people who used to want them don't want them anymore.
Well, I mean, demand, you know, is what runs the market. It's not supply. You know, you could have 10, you can limit a run to 10 shoes, but if nobody wants it, no one's going to buy it and it's not going to be worth anything. But
I mean, is the reseller actually gone?
The reseller, I don't think the reseller is gone because I still see shoes being, I mean, you look at the.
Yeah, but the reseller is now selling NMDs and Ultra Boosts and whatever else instead of Jordans.
And the reseller has a 36 hour window. The reseller, you sell a shoe in the first 36 hours, you can make some money. After that, it's forgotten.
It now might it's be next week's stuff. That. If you cop a sneaker on Saturday, if it's not sold by Sunday night, you might be stuck with it.
You might be stuck with it or for a couple years.
Or you might be taking it back to an outlet. That's a fact. And you know what? If Nike really wanted to cut off the reseller, they would stop taking back returns on limited release stuff.
Or giving you just store credit.
Or just giving you store credit. Because a lot of resellers right now buy it, try to sell it, don't sell it, take it back to the nearest outlet. Now, that's beneficial to people who go to the outlets and catch these deals.
Absolutely.
But, I guess Nike doesn't care. They get their money
either way.
Yeah, this is a manufacturer.
It doesn't matter. I mean, the shoe costs $10 and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just like those Master 12s. Those are awful, all right? Those joints look like beef jerky.
And they were reselling for a couple days.
And they're
that's one of those ones that doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's just out of nowhere. People got the tax return and ran to the store and got in line.
I just don't get it. Those are one of the worst 12s. Those are awful. All black sneakers, depending on the materials, are awful.
But what does it look like? It looks like an OVO 12.
Actually, it does look like an OVO.
It looks just like an OVO 12. So you get the OVO hype spilling over into a Master 12, and there you got your resale.
Hey, man. If an OVO 12 drop, I'm copping.
OVO 12 drop, I'll be first in line.
I'll be
on Sneakers app. Shout out to Sneakers app.
Now, if I cop it, I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I got them OVO 10s. Now, the OVO white 10s, trash. OVO black 10s, garbage cans. Now, I still have them. I'm still debating. Now, I might wear them one day, but something is telling me I'm not.
I kept both.
Man, I seen somebody put
you up. Keep everything.
I keep everything.
You
keep
it. You got white ones?
Yeah.
Man, you got everything.
I got everything.
He got those after the fact.
I did. but I only paid $260 for them.
Lies.
No joke.
Every time you get something, you give the greatest price on $50. I'm surprised you didn't say $50. Those are awful. I see somebody post a meme of the OVO 10 and a steak.
I saw that yesterday.
Like a ribeye. That's how ugly they are. It looked like a ribeye.
I saw that yesterday.
I was like, you know what? I don't know if I could ever wear those things. And they need like some like leather shine on them. They just look dry. All right. But I mean, you got your raffles, you got your raffle tickets, you got your camp outs, you got stuff like that. And which is funny because like in Arizona, I don't think there is anywhere to camp out anymore. I see people camping out in California and New York.
I think the last place that you could camp out at anymore was High Point. Not even Stevens anymore, but High Point. Shout out to High Point. But you know, that was the end of it. And I think they recently fixed whatever problem they had with their Jordan contract. But I mean, for a while, like they weren't getting it. They rebranded themselves to go try and hit that Asics and Reebok market.
And one of the issues is, first of all, I mean, I'm 33.
Yep. Right?
Oh, are you
30? 30, 31.
Ryan's 31 now?
31. George just turned 42.
42. Holla.
42. 42 in dog years.
But we used to be out there camping, and the problem is, and I don't want to say we old, but I don't have the stamina as these young cats out there camping. We will go out there and camp. I remember when, like, first getting back into it. Go out there midnight, maybe midnight. Then it turned into, like, get out there at 9 o'clock at night. Then it turned into like
getting
up there at 6 in the day. Yeah. Then it turned into the day before. Then it turned into a week before. When that Galaxy Pack came out, cats were out there at camped at House of Hoops for like, what, a week?
A week.
And we actually know some of those people.
And then after all that, found out they couldn't buy what they wanted to buy. They changed the release procedure up so many times.
Shout out to Scottsdale HOH back in the day.
Shout out to one person and he knows who he is.
Yeah. We get him on the show.
Yeah.
He got some explaining to do.
He got some explaining to do.
Hey, A couple of them got some explaining
to do.
I ain't mad at him. Because you know what? If I had my own sneaker shop, I'd hook up everybody I know too.
If I made minimum wage, work at Foot Locker, I'd be doing what I had to do to support my family.
Your boy Bernie Sanders want to make you paid.
Hey,
he want to make you $15 an hour, B.
And that's tight.
How much you gonna pay me? I'm salary. How much you gonna pay me?
I don't know, man. I don't need that. I don't need minimum wage going up. So
dang,
I don't,
he's voting for Trump, y'all.
No, hey, oh. First of all, I'm black. I ain't voting for no Trump. Right? Second, you know, I'm not even getting into that because it takes value away from like all the hard work of going to college and stuff when you could almost make
as much money as somebody.
As much money as if you did. Like, it makes no sense. But I do believe that people, at some way, needs to make more. I don't know how to do it. I'm not a politician. I'm not into that. But the living wages right now for some people below the middle class line is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, I don't want to take it away from me. Now, if you're going to bump a minimum wage, I'm going to need you to bump me up.
You're take it for me, too.
But like I said,
I need about 20% more.
Oh, like I said,
yeah, so you got 20% more sneakers.
Yes, please.
Right. Like I said, man, we ain't got the time to be camping. We ain't got the time to be doing that. I mean, we barely have the energy to go get raffle tickets.
I barely have the energy to leave sneaker app to go to a store and pick it up.
You almost didn't have the energy to get here on time.
I almost didn't.
And that's the thing. If I can buy it at home, I'm not leaving the house.
No.
Like, I'm not leaving the house. I'm married with kids. I ain't got time to be dragging the kids out to go get a sneaker that's going to sit in my closet. DS forever, all right? Maroon 6's release day still sitting in the closet. And a 6 is a grail, all right? But I'm just too mad at how much it cost. Like, I love
You could have worn it today.
I thought about it, but why would that? I'm going to wear a sneaker on air. Like, that's the point I'm trying to make.
You could have worn it today.
Did we say what we all got on?
No, we didn't, but I am rocking those Victor Crew blues. Those blues.
I got those BBC Stan Smith black pony hairs.
Pony hairs, huh?
Yeah. George got those Kanye effect.
He ain't got those Pharrells on.
He got those Kanye effect.
I don't think Kanye wore the 3M joints.
No, he probably has
them.
But you got those.
Seen them.
You ain't got them Pharrell joints on. You ain't got them Adi colors
Kanye,
on.
If you don't got them 3Ms, I can hook you up, B.
Let him know.
Yeah, right, Kanye hear that, he'll be angry.
Like I said, I need Kanye, chalk, cream paws, boost, whatever you want to call them.
If Kanye wants to listen to the sneakers,
friends and family,
I will appreciate it.
Kanye was my
suit.
Kanye, if you want to come down to the studio next time you're in Phoenix, let us know.
We'll take you to Waffle House.
We'll be here.
Another example is when Kanye was with Nike and he wore one picture of the Hyperfuse 90 Red Independence Day.
Gone.
Through the roof.
Gone.
I was on eBay when they had dropped or wherever they were.
I'm going to let you finish, but then I have a comment for this.
And I bought a pair. I bought a pair from a guy on eBay. That's paid for it. Everything cool. Sitting there happy like, huh.
Picture came out.
Excited. That picture came out that night.
Cancel your order.
Facts. Once that picture dropped that night, the next morning, I'm sitting there like, ooh, Kanye World. I remember told my wife. I said, yo, I just got a great deal. Kanye came out with them. Fire. The next morning, check my email. Oh, hey, man.
I lost them.
I thought I had a 9.5 left. Oh, sorry, bro. But refund is coming your way. Man. Then I had to hustle. I hustled and found somebody else who had them. And I ended up buying them from Beverly Hills, some shop in Beverly Hills. I got them off of there. And then I got, did I get two pairs?
No.
I thought I sold one.
I don't know. I know you had one.
I got one.
You had two pairs of band ones, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah. I was in San Diego.
Because the key word was had.
I walked into the attic. Attic had all three colors. 4th of July weekend. And I walked in and I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to come back tomorrow and pick these up. Make sure I got my funds straight. You know? You got to make sure you have your funds straight.
Yeah, when you out buying everything.
When you bought everything.
He had just stepped out the yacht, y'all. Just so you know, talk about fun straight. He came straight from the yacht.
May the yacht rest in peace.
Louis Vuitton boat shoes. Shout out. I'm talking about get this money
shout
right.
Shout out to my dad. Man,
get these accounts. Get these accounts matched up.
You said R.I.P. R.I.P.
It might have. I don't know where it went.
Hit an iceberg. Hit a buoy.
Shout out to Titanic Jr.
Hit that buoy. Had them sneakers on. He only saved the sneakers. Yeah, sneakers on it. Yeah, all the sneakers had life vests.
Man, but I went in the next day after that picture came out. Gone. All of them gone. They were sitting on Concepts. They were on Concepts website for about 5-6 days.
That was ridiculous. Is the white ones were off.
I don't believe that.
I don't even.
They were on Concepts website.
Someone add us on Twitter. Send us an email confirming that. If you're from Boston, let me know if that's true.
They were sitting on finish line though.
I'm not talking about finish line.
They were on Concepts because I remember because Concepts and Kith have the two best sneaker deal Concepts. Kith and
is this facts? Because we don't fact check.
The best sneaker deals
when you go to the sale
page on Kith and Concepts, their stuff be super cheap.
Oh, you mean for sale?
For sale.
I will.
So I was waiting. I was like, oh, I'm gonna wait till these go on Concepts sale page. It'll be like $80.
Yeah, their stuff
never made it.
Their stuff R.I.P. does be on sale, but
yeah, George is getting crazy over there.
Like, what's that noise in the headphones? I'm like,
this microphone bouncing around.
Oh, yeah, don't touch that, man.
Not but, that one. Easy,
about to break.
Easy.
Oh, about to break. Right,
don't touch that mic. Put that mic on your lips. I'm just joking. But no, man, Kith and all them, I will admit, they do be having some cheap stuff when it's in their sales section. Problem is that they make you work too hard to get it. I'm sick and tired of having to email somebody.
I'm not going
to
email nobody.
Something.
No. I got to add the cart.
I will admit, I emailed Kith, and them cats called me back instantly. All right, call me back.
Shout out Adam Stubbs.
Who is that?
That's the dude that runs their email. He's super good. I will say,
Do you know him?
Yeah. Yes, because I bought a hat from Kith, and I posted a picture. It came in a box smushed, and I posted a picture. I tagged Ronnie Feig in the picture. Within 5 minutes, I had an email from Kith, from Adam Stubbs, telling me that a replacement hat was in the mail. I didn't send nothing to Kith. I didn't send an email to their customer service department. Nothing.
They let you keep both?
Yeah.
No.
No. I had to send the other one back. But they sent it out. And they were like, we sent out a hat for you. Return label. So sorry.
They mailed out something before you sent yours back?
Yeah.
And you still sent it back?
And I sent it back. I'm an honest person. I try to be honest.
Well, you out here sinking yachts and stuff.
Shout out to insurance companies. Just kidding.
Hey, I'm just playing.
Don't come after me. This is Greg.
This is Greg, and I do not co-sign anything he just said. Nothing he just said.
Hey, the statute of limitations has not expired on that, by the way, because that is not a legal issue.
That's a cold case. But anyway, so y'all been watching basketball? Yes, no, a little bit.
Kind yes, of. Sir. This tournament has been crazy.
Simple, you haven't watched one.
I have been watching games. And not only have I been watching games, but I've been listening to Jim Rome. Shout out Jim Rome. Shout out to the jungle and the clones.
The jungle.
I'm going to stop shouting out everybody. We just shouted out so many people. This show is a commercial. All right?
This show is a commercial.
This show is an advertisement for everybody. You didn't watch one college basketball game. Man. You watched a lot of college basketball highlights. Right? You don't like any
I watched the last 3 minutes of Little Rock game.
Against who? Which one?
Little Rock?
That's a team
the
with
first
that,
one?
With
first
Bo,
round?
Yeah. Bobo Baggins.
You know how long ago that
man
was?
With the headband.
First of all, your name is Bobo, and you know what? Hey. Your name is Bobo, and you ugly. I don't know what they would. I hope that's a nickname. Because he is ugly. What's
I don't know if that's
name?
His name.
What's
was,
homeboy
his last
name
was
that played
Baggins,
for?
Braggins or something.
Homeboy for, shoot. Do all the scoring. Indiana?
Oh.
Headley?
What?
Headley? What's his name? Black dude.
Yogi Ferrell.
Oh, homeboy. Is it Wisconsin? Idaho? Indiana?
Indiana would be Yogi Ferrell. That's the point guard.
Nah, the homeboy that might be number two draft pick or number one draft pick. Not Ben Simmons, other cat.
Duke.
Nah, not for Duke, but not him.
Yes, he would be the number two
pick. Okay, number three then draft pick.
I don't know.
Score averaging like 30 in the tournament right now.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Buddy
Hield.
His real name is like Sharon Sauce.
Yes,
something.
He's from like Haiti or something. So, Bahamas. You shouldn't, balling, be, you shouldn't be surprised. He got the biggest gums and teeth I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey there.
You hear this, bro? I'm a fan. But, nah, man, my bracket was perfect for a little while. Actually, I made about 10, 20 brackets, and I was good up to...
How's your bracket doing?
No, they're all busted.
If you make 20 brackets, you can't come online and brag about what your bracket's being perfect. That's not
Making
how it works.
One bracket is silly. That's
I'm not saying make one bracket. I'm saying if you make 20, you can't make fun of other people.
I don't make fun of nobody. Hey, the problem is...
You make fun of people all the time. Maybe not about their brackets.
I do make fun of a lot of
people. You make fun of a lot of people. Like that man, like that man in the mall that was driving that
Hey, you, and I thought that was real.
And you got something going on that's to make you want to stop talking, too. You might want to tell the people out there listening.
Hey, I thought that man's leg was asleep. I don't know what he had. What he had, cerebral palsy? Look, I don't know what he had, man. Hey, I don't know I thought his leg was asleep.
I wasn't going to
I don't even know how he was going to test drive that Tesla. If Tesla was smart, they wouldn't let him test drive it. Because he probably didn't come back.
Shout out to Tesla.
Hey, man. Yo, Tesla want to give us some touch.
Bro. We did see the $6 million man on the corner today on the way. It might have been related to that old man.
Man, we seen police hemming up that one dude. Oh, they was ready. They was getting them, but that's neither here nor there.
Man, that might have been why Simple was late.
Can't wait to get home. Drink some more Budweiser. How about that?
This is actually becoming a commercial.
Speaking of Budweiser, where is Peyton Manning's legacy?
Peyton Manning.
I mean, does anyone care, honestly?
Does anybody care?
I don't think anyone
Did we
cares.
Forget about him already?
I mean, maybe they care in Indianapolis. But
I'm more interested in knowing he was doing Knoxville. In Tennessee. That's what I'm more interested in. Because if he out there pulling out that D, and I ain't like, hey, man, he out there cutting up with these trainers and stuff. That matters. But hey, it's Peyton Manning, and it ain't getting talked about. Now, if it was Cam Newton out there pulling out the D, rap.
Now you're making it a racist issue.
The D won him a Super Bowl, though.
I'm just saying. It wouldn't matter. If it was Ryan Leaf, it would have gave him a hard time.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all need to pause everything in your entire existence right now.
I'm just pointing out facts. All right. These are Ryan actual Leaf. Factuals. All right. Wherever he's at, I think he's like coaching high school somewhere or something, but hey.
Johnny Manziel can go play for him.
Man, Johnny Manziel. He ain't good enough for just partying, but.
He just signed with T.O.'s old agent.
Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Rosenhaus. What's his name?
George knows everything.
Drew Rosenhaus?
Yeah.
But Drew Rosenhaus likes to party too much. They're just friends. That's all they did. They just signed. They're not going to actually take care of no business. Although I did see a video of him throwing a pass, and it still looked good.
Who, Johnny?
Yep.
He's got an arm. Yeah,
I think he just threw it, but it wasn't no receiver.
He threw it at his ex-girlfriend.
Johnny Manziel can't throw. He threw her out the car. That's what he did.
Johnny Manziel can throw.
He threw it at his ex-girlfriend.
He can throw them shots back. B, but that's about it.
All right, man. He can throw. All right. He might look crazy when he finally gets rid of the ball, but he can throw. Right.
He can throw them shots back, and he can throw that.
He can throw it on the rope.
I'm a Cleveland fan. I actually watched some of those.
He can throw that white on that mirror, too.
He can throw those shot glasses back.
He can throw them Birdman.
He can throw those dollar bills.
He can throw them two hands together like Birdman. And make it flutter.
So who y'all got, Kansas or Maryland?
Kansas or Maryland? Isn't that one obvious?
Kansas.
Why is that obvious? I got Maryland.
All right.
You got Maryland?
All right. We got one.
I do got Maryland. Actually, let me get a pen. Hey, get my backpack right there. All right, no, I got one. All right. So who you got, Simple?
I got Kansas.
Simple got Kansas. George got obvious.
Hold on a second. Kansas. I got Kansas because I got Kansas in the championship game. So I can't go away from that now.
I do too.
Even though I think Maryland is very dangerous. I will say that.
This is George Martin, the general manager. I got Maryland. Miami or Villanova? That's easy. That's Nova.
I'm going to say.
Hold on a second. We need to do this.
If Miami beats Villanova, the city of Miami might implode.
I got the spreads right here too. We need to do this like. Talk about who you think is going to cover.
Shout out to Nino's Pop.
You need to chill out with the gambling.
This doesn't have anything to do with gambling. This our listeners want to know. They want winners.
What's the spread? This might not even be on. Actually, it might be on. I don't know. What's the spread?
Our listeners want to know. They want winners. All right, actually, they're in Vegas.
I know
waiting
somebody
beat.
Who really wants to know. I know somebody who really wants to know. Probably at the house shipping.
He might be. I hope he lost my phone number, but that's all right.
Pound for pound knows what we're talking about.
Hey.
All right, Kansas, Maryland. Kansas is -6.5. They're a 6.5-point favorite. Okay, so Maryland's going to win, so you got Maryland covering. So what? Simple, what do you got?
I got Kansas.
All right, he thinks Kansas is going to win by 7 or more. I'm going to say Kansas wins, but they win by 6 and do not cover.
Maryland is going to win by double.
We're not giving betting picks. We're just picking. We're going money line here. Like
Kansas money line. If you want to throw it out there, throw it out there. Shout out Simple.
I'm interested. Yeah. I want to know. So we might use DraftKings. They don't do that for NCAA for purposes.
Man, it's illegal in Arizona, by the way, but we do need the NBA commissioner to get out there and get that sports betting legal in Arizona, legal nationwide, so we can go to this casino and make these bets.
Oh, no, man. They get sports betting legal in
Silver.
A lot of states. There'd be some scrapping.
Silver,
George
I'm talking
might,
to you.
Might not need a house no
I'm
more.
I'm talking to you, Silver.
Sport book.
Adam hey, Silver, hey. Are you listening, B?
Hey,
I know you love sneakers because you run the NBA.
George can live in the sport book. Hey, don't need a house
man.
No more.
Oh no, man! They get that out here. George might be out here scrapping in these streets.
That front yard will never get done.
What's Miami Villanova?
Miami Villanova. Villanova's favored by 4.
I'm only basing this off.
I'm taking Miami.
Okay. Now you basing that off of because your jeans. Are
I
ripped.
Think.
Villanova.
You got that Miami summer wear on.
All right, Philadelphia is rough. All right, Villanova's gonna win. If Miami wins and gets to the Elite Eight. The city of Miami will literally employ people's salsa.
Philadelphia has been taking L's since the beginning of 2015.
Not like Cleveland.
Cleveland's been taking L's since Jim Brown left.
He doesn't want to admit
actually,
it.
Actually, since homeboy fumbled at the
Ernest Biner. Ernest Biner, shout out.
Since then. LeBron out there unfollowing Cleveland.
Oh, that's another topic that needs to be discussed.
And
hold on, let's finish these picks first. Then we go talk about LeBron. Throw LeBron under
Nova.
These buses.
I got Nova. All right. You both got Miami.
I think Nova's been the most impressive team in the tournament thus far. So I'm gonna go Nova -4.
Nova -4. Is Lynn Bias on Maryland still?
Lynn Bias is. Lynn Bias been 6 feet deep for about 27 years now. But that's all right.
He was good.
He's there in spirit.
They could use him.
Shout out to Lynn Bias.
Shout out
to his memory.
Shout out to 30 for 30.
Lynn Bias might have been. He might have been over Jordan. We don't know. It's possible.
Man. Yeah, because he
don't know. But okay.
That's why he was over Jordan. Because he was high. He got drafted.
Man.
Went through the roof. He literally went up and went down.
Okay,
but I didn't say that.
Okay. Man.
Yes, he went up in smoke.
He went up and it went down.
Oh, man.
And that was it.
Up
all
in
right.
powder,
Oregon,
you know what
Duke,
I mean.
Oregon and Duke.
All right, well, I'm going to be at this game, so I'm going to send you guys some pictures.
Where is this at?
In Anaheim.
Are you going to it?
I'm going
to
be at this
tomorrow.
Game.
That's why we're doing this on Tuesday.
Wait a minute. Did you bought tickets that one time you were talking about?
Long time ago. You got to buy them a year in advance.
Yeah, but I thought that was for next year.
I'm going to try to buy him for next year, too.
Is that why you're going?
The Final Four is in Glendale, Arizona next year, by the way, in case you guys
are listening. Phoenix next year.
Phoenix, Glendale, same thing.
Yeah,
it's at Cardinal Stadium.
Stadium.
I mean, ASU is the host, but it's played in Glendale. I mean, unless you think GCU or whatever.
Well, they playing at the stadium?
Yeah.
Cardinal Stadium?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was going to be at the Suns Arena.
No. It's too small.
There's not enough seats.
Look, man. The Suns, anyways.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
We're not talking about the Suns.
All right, so Oregon, so who you got?
Well, we got both of y'all spell it S-O-N-S. So
they the Suns of the league. They're the Suns.
That tells our listeners everything y'all need to know about how our panel thinks about the Suns.
What's the spread on Oregon Duke?
All right, Oregon Duke right now, Oregon is -3, 3-point favorite.
Give me Duke.
I got Oregon. Man, you love going the opposite direction, if you know what I mean. I'm going Oregon is winning, but I got Oregon in the Final Four, so I have no choice. My last bracket's Oregon is in every single Final Four.
It's not a bad pick.
Is Christian Laettner still playing, dude?
Nah, he's doing 30 for 30.
They still got Grant Hill?
Grant Grant Hill doing inside stuff.
Grant Hill might be announcing the game, actually.
Actually, that's true. And I prefer him over Chris Webber, but we'll talk about that another time.
Chris Webber is actually getting a lot of shout-outs by people talking about college basketball this year. They're talking about he did his research as opposed to Charles and Kenny. All
right.
And Reggie Miller, because he is the corniest man on the entire planet.
Oh, Reggie Miller?
Reggie Miller is the worst game analyst I've ever heard.
You better back up off my man Charles Barkley.
Barkley.
Hey. Charles brings the lulls, all right? Charles brings the lulls, but that man knows not a single thing about college basketball.
Charles Barkley knows everything about everything and has the greatest sneakers ever.
Okay.
Charles Barkley
sneakers are not the greatest sneakers.
Charles Barkley would tell you analytics don't matter and then tell you Steph Curry is a better 3-point shooter than Draymond Green.
Yes.
That's called analytics, Charles.
Hey, you know, it's like calories. Matter. They don't exist.
He just knows.
I don't believe in calories.
Yeah.
That's good. I can tell.
Yeah.
But
George don't believe in cardio. We don't believe in calories.
But Chris Webber knowing something. First of all,
Chris Webber is awful on NBA games. The game I listened to him do in college, he was actually prepared, which I was shocked about. Whatever the opening first game was.
Chris Webber might be awful.
It might have been you and I, Northern Iowa. I think he did that one. I don't know. I don't fact check.
It was one of the first. It was one of the first games that came on Thursday. I don't know. And then I read later that day somebody was saying on Twitter that. And it was a national basketball writer was saying Chris Webber sounded good and was prepared.
Because I went in on him on Twitter.
I can't hate on Chris Webber for this college stuff.
I tagged NBA TV. I tagged everybody. All right, I went in on Chris Webber is boring and corny. And you know what? He should feel uncomfortable walking into a college arena after calling that timeout against UNC.
Hey, with all the people you could choose from, a.k.a. Reggie Miller. You need to focus your attention.
I actually like listening to Reggie Miller.
Why?
I just like listening.
Well, this conversation is between, over. Let's move on to the next game.
Between Reggie Miller and Bill Walton.
I love Bill Walton.
Oh, man.
Who doesn't love Bill Walton?
I don't even think Bill Walton. Luke Walton doesn't like Bill Walton.
Hey, Luke. I'm disrespectful. Hey, man. I like Bill Walton and I like Reggie Miller. Do I prefer to listen to either one of them? Probably not.
There's no.
I would rather listen to Kevin Harlan and Jeff Van Gundy and maybe Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson can be a little corny.
No,
though.
Not Mark Jackson.
I don't like listening. Like,
I hate that mama. There goes that man.
It was funny at first, but it got a little played out. Who you like to listen to?
Shaking my head.
Okay, who's winning at a Texas A&M Oklahoma?
The Oklahoma's favored by 2.5. And I got Oklahoma winning that one.
I'll take Oklahoma.
I got Oklahoma because...
Oklahoma's in my Final Four. I got them beating Oregon to go to the Final Four.
North Carolina versus Indiana.
North Carolina's favored by 5.5.
I'm going to take North Carolina, but not by 5.5.
All right, well, we're in agreement. I think North Carolina's going to win, but they're not going to win by 5. Indiana's going to play them close. Got North Carolina by 3.
Go to our website, thesneakdisc.com, and look for our picks. I'm going to make sure they get posted.
Okay.
And post your opinions as well. We want to hear what you guys have to say.
Go ahead, comment, post opinions, everything. Is this going to
be up by the weekend?
It'll be up by tonight.
Oh, okay.
You know.
How much we got? What we got? What we got at North Carolina versus Indiana?
Minus 5.5.
Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
Indiana is going to win by 20.
Notre Dame's favored by 1, and I can't wait to hear this because I think Greg thought Notre Dame was going to win the whole championship.
I'm going to take Notre Dame just because I'm Irish.
What? I never pick Notre Dame. Hey, man, don't be racist, man. Notre Dame ain't winning. Notre Dame got lucky when they beat with that tip in. Who they beat? Northern Illinois?
Team they had no business beating.
You know what's Northern Illinois?
It wasn't Northern Illinois.
Who was it?
Northern Iowa, I think.
Northern Iowa.
No, it was SFA. Stephen F. Austin.
That's right. Now.
With that man.
Hey, man. That
yeah, post you up if you
they
if,
were
if
good.
You know what I mean.
Hey.
Pause.
They ain't backing up on me. But yo. You know what's funny is that when Notre Dame beat them, how sad the Austin fans were. They were actually sad. Like this was their year to win a championship.
Sweet 16 is a big deal.
Yo, they were sad.
That Thomas Walkup will be in the NBA. Guarantee.
Hey man.
I don't care if he only plays a minute, but he'll be somewhere.
He might be in Spain first, or like Israel.
He might be in and Mexico.
Then he might get to, yeah, he might be in Mexico.
Well, you don't even know who Tommy Walker is.
He might be in the CFL. All
right. He might be.
That's, how we know.
If y'all
know
seen how big he if you've seen how big he was, he probably could be a wide receiver.
He might be playing with Johnny Manziel in the CFL.
Now, that's an actual man right there. Got that lumberjack beard. They put them shoulders on you, no homo.
He looked like, he looked like Zangief.
I don't know if you're going to say that. What if we have...
I said that earlier,
what
too.
What
so,
if we have those kind of listeners?
Hey, I mean, hey.
It's like that man that broke Greg's hand.
You don't have to cut it out twice.
I'm not cutting out anything.
You have to cut two of them out.
Y'all better get right. Because everything stays there. Like I said, three regular guys with a couple beers.
Hey, the LBGT community is welcome in here.
All right. We're going to the next
They're welcome in here.
All right. We're not getting
whenever they want. If they want to show up and be on the podcast and talk sneakers, feel free. We don't discriminate on anyone.
We'll be talking about pink 12s.
All right. Hey, man.
See, now that's right there. Now he took it too far.
I don't know what he's talking about, bro.
Now he took it too far.
This is Greg Robinson.
George.
This is Greg Robinson.
George is out of control.
At G underscore Rob 83. I do not co-sign anything. All right. Because I'm going to tell you, them young cats out there copping them pink 12s, they'll shoot you.
They
that's
might.
A fact,
yeah, because they all listen to Young Thug. That's why.
Hey, man. Young Thug,
is lit.
All right.
Young Thug is lit.
I don't know, man.
I'm waiting for those Young Thug Kanye West tracks to drop.
Simple is the whitest person I've ever met and listens to the most trap music in literal history of America.
Hey, man.
Trap.
Young Thug music is fine to listen his to, favorite. But it just doesn't make any sense.
Let's clear this up. His favorite MC is Slim Jesus. So that should tell you where we're
Shout out Ohio. Shout out to the OH.
All right, let's get to these last two games. All
right, Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Who y'all got?
Notre Dame.
No, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to win and cover.
They're going to wash.
Wisconsin
them.
Money line.
Even though Wisconsin had no business winning.
Trust me.
Who they just beat at the
Neither one of them had any business winning the game. Xavier should have won and SFA should have won.
Poor Bill Murray.
Hey, Bill Murray. His son Luke Murray used to work in Arizona before he went to where he is now at XU. So I got love for Luke Murray. And Bill Murray is one of the funniest actors of literal all time. So if he ever wants to come on the show,
Lost in Translation was awful, but...
They all have awful movies.
And you know what's funny? When I seen that Bill Murray sad, I thought he was wearing a Malcolm X hat. I was like, why does he got this giant X on his hat?
Yo, that Bill Murray face.
His son is an assistant coach
at
Xavier.
I had no idea what his ties was to Xavier. I was like, oh man, he out here fighting for Black Lives Matter.
He probably would be.
Actually, he might be. Hey, you know what? Bill Murray is one of those white guys that you just be like, you know what? I just like him. It's just a good
Bill, you don't. Bill Murray so you, and Donald
so
Trump.
So you don't like all white people?
Hey, man. I love all white people. As long as they listen to this.
I hate all people. No matter what you look like, who you are, I hate you all.
Equal opportunist racist.
That's not true.
It's not even racism. It's hateism.
Okay, that's not true. Don't Classism. Listen to George. Man. Don't listen to George.
All right, we got
He's had too many butt lights. Virginia, Iowa State.
I mean, if it was Coors Lights, it would be...
I'm going Iowa State.
We wouldn't even be able to tell what you were saying now, but that's all right.
Them
Shout out to Coors Lights.
Boy, once they get in you, pause.
No,
I did it. Once those silver bullets get into you, boy, make you hop out.
Man.
You're out of control. All right, so we
end up in a Walmart looking for a phone charger in Texas.
You do. And smoking a cigar.
Hey, man.
With a tank top on.
I don't know what they're talking about, man. Shout out to my wife, man. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
All right, so we got in the last two games in the Midwest region, we got Virginia is -5 against Iowa State. Let's hear it.
I guess I got Virginia. Although I've actually watched a few Iowa State games this season. And when they're on. And Virginia, I don't know, man. I guess I got Virginia. I really don't care. I'm going to pick Virginia because they're the number one seed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go Virginia.
I got Virginia going to the championship game, so Virginia's going to win. I think Iowa State's going to cover. Plays very slow.
I'm going to take Iowa State.
To win Iowa outright? State. To win. Right. Iowa State money line. You heard it here first.
Wait, to win the championship or to win this game?
No, to win this game.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Gonzaga, Cuse. That one's easy.
Gonzaga, Syracuse. Gonzaga's -4.5.
I'm taking Zags.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you picking?
Gonzaga. Easy cover.
Yeah.
Over Syracuse?
Yeah.
Syracuse is gonna wash them.
You better write it down. Make sure that gets on the
That's like Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State.
You know,
and ran into Syracuse and Syracuse blasted them.
Hey, you know that was the Knicks now, right?
That was weird.
You know Melo's in New York now, right? Okay. The Knicks, not in Syracuse. He's in New York Knicks.
Because Michigan State would have beat the tar out of Syracuse. That's why it's weird. They would have. Syracuse is lucky to get in the tournament.
I put Michigan State in the Final Four every single year, period. And sometimes the championship.
Yeah, because they got Tom Izzo.
Good. They're just good.
It's Tom Izzo.
Shout out to Melo giving refunds. But
hold on a second.
To courtside people.
Melo, hold on a second.
Sad emoji. Right
hold on a second.
Melo has been a sad emoji for 3-4 seasons since Amari Stoudemire left Phoenix. Okay, Amari
Stoudemire. He's been sad since Syracuse won the championship. The day after the Syracuse won the championship game, he's sad, and he's still sad today.
He's been sad.
Only thing that's made him happy is winning the gold medal in the Olympics, which shout out to USA because we are the best. Anyway.
All right. Okay. If you listen to ISIS.
You got Trump coming for you, B. He's probably in Brussels right now.
Amari Stoudemire tried to beat up my friend one time.
Amari Stoudemire tried to beat up everybody in Phoenix, Arizona. And Scottsdale.
All right, hold on a second here.
All right.
So you guys got to remember, there's two games this weekend. It's a regional. So you got the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. So we don't need to pick winners for the Elite Eight. Let's just say who you got going to the Final Four.
Final Four, I have Maryland. And then Villanova, and then I have I got Maryland, I got Oregon, and I got Indiana, and I have Syracuse.
Jim Boeheim is going.
He deserves it.
I got Kansas, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, of course you do, and the Zags. Hey, run it.
All right, so my original Final Four was Kansas, Oklahoma, Xavier, and Virginia. So I'm very upset that Xavier got beat. So I got to pick in other words, my three of my Final Four teams are still there. Oklahoma, Kansas, and Virginia are still in it. In the East, you know what? Just to be contrary, I'm going to go with Indiana, even though I picked North Carolina to win that game, because you can't have 27-1 seeds in the Final Four. So we'll go with Indiana. Why not?
Why not?
I like the Hoosiers.
Who's your last one? Did you pick your last one?
Yeah, that's all of them. Kansas, Oklahoma, Indiana, to be contrary, and Virginia. Just to be
contrary. All right, so we brought up a point earlier that we haven't touched on yet of LeBron James in Cleveland and his outlandish behavior on social media and getting talked
this is,
to.
This is an Ohioan, getting, just so you guys know.
Not is that what they're called?
Not a Cavs fan, though. I'm not a Cavs. I'm a Browns fan and an Indians fan. Phoenix Suns. Not a Cavs fan. I think it would be hilarious if LeBron James left Cleveland again. I'm probably in the minority in that. I think it'd be hilarious. Shout out to my cousin Craig.
I think it would be hilarious. Okay.
Hilarious.
But it wouldn't be funny to Cleveland.
It would not be. But they might
actually close the city down this time.
No, they might.
They burned all them jerseys and was cutting up when he left the first time.
They might just move. Everybody might just move. It'd be good if everybody moved from Cleveland. Have you ever been to Cleveland?
I flew over Toledo one time.
It's a bad place.
And it was a storm.
It's a bad place.
I said I'd never go back.
Joakim Noah was right.
You're from Ohio. You might want to chill out.
Joakim Noah was right. Cleveland is a depressing place.
Hey, I've been to Cleveland twice in the last 12 months. Cleveland, depending on where you go in Cleveland, Cleveland is lit. I'm not even going to lie. I had a blast in Cleveland. Now, granted, I was there one time for the NBA Finals, so maybe it made it a little bit more fun than normal.
That doesn't count.
All right, well.
I
also went to a Raider game in Cleveland, and the Cleveland fans, I got respect for them, man, because that's a tough life is a tough life, but Brown fan is a tough life, even maybe more.
A Cleveland fan, period, is a tough life.
And I got friends that live right outside of Cleveland in a neighborhood called Tremont. And man, you want to talk about a super fun neighborhood with bars and restaurants and whatnot. And I have no bad words to say about Cleveland. I had a blast there.
Man.
Don't come out the casino late with money falling out your pockets, though.
I have literally landed in Toledo and the storm was so bad And you know I don't like to fly.
Cleveland was trying to keep you in, B.
And I was like, you know what? I'm never coming back to Ohio because I felt like it was a sign. It was something. And I don't think I'll ever set foot in Ohio. I have no reason to. Ohio just seems like one of those places. I mean, it's like Tucson. Actually, Tucson is the worst city on earth.
LeBron used to be your favorite player. LeBron ever. And now you're saying you have, no reason to go there. Now you love Steph Curry.
But okay. Now,
I'm not hating. I'm saying facts. Okay. That's an actual fact.
18 months. You bought your first Golden State hat about 18 months ago.
Okay, first of all, maybe less. I lived in the Bay for about 7 years, okay?
It must have been from when you were -7 to born.
Now, I watched the Warriors play at their worst, all right? It was all that was on TV. That was all we had to watch.
I don't know if they were worse than the Clippers when I was growing up in the Bay.
The Clippers don't count. The Clippers were literally... The Clippers were the Browns at one point, all right?
They might still be.
Hey,
the Browns went like 10-6 a couple years ago, so it ain't all bad.
That wasn't a playoff. Was that a playoff team?
I don't think so, but they talked about the next season.
When was the last time they got to the playoffs? 99?
02.
Who they got put out by? Ravens? Who they got put out by? I remember that game.
It might have been the Ravens.
No. Could have been the Titans. When Steve McNair was the 2 seed and got washed by the Raiders in Oakland.
Rest in peace, Steve McNair. Hey, man. That's a sad story. Hey, that's a sad story. Aaron McNair.
It depends, man.
Last playoff appearance was in 2002.
You get killed with your side chick. It ain't a sad. Hey, you know what? What'd you say?
You need to chill out.
Hey, man. I'm a married man.
You need to chill out.
I believe in being faithful, B.
All right. So what's this LeBron story?
LeBron's leaving again.
Let's go to the expert. Well, that's what you think. But what's the story?
LeBron unfollowed Cleveland on Instagram and Twitter.
Took out of his Instagram the land. Maybe he just realized that it was a stupid name. I don't know. I don't know what the backstory is.
Well, the problem is that when asked in the locker room,
he didn't say anything. At least from what I could tell,
he said no comment or next question.
And his stuff has just been.
He looked like he didn't say anything.
Cryptic.
Yeah, he said no question. All
right. I didn't turn the volume on.
How many of you know working out all day after a back-to-back? I died for this, dog. I live for it.
I mean, did you have that
queued up. How can you live and die for something at the same time?
Shout out LeBron. Don't sue us, B.
That's on his Instagram. That's public. He's a public figure. Yeah.
God bless him.
But I mean, we might need rights to that.
Man.
Hey, let me tell you.
What else he said?
I don't know what he's on. All right, because
I don't know what he's on.
It definitely doesn't look like he's interested in winning a championship. But you know what? I'm out there playing with Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith, too. I'm not.
How many of you know working out on all day?
How many of you?
Hey, man, I work out on my off
days. Man.
I work out all the time on my off days.
I live for this, dog.
Hey,
I die for this.
We may not have the time to talk about it today, but we got to get some political talk. Not necessarily the issues, but at least about the election. At some point.
Man. All right, but let's.
We don't need to get into the issue specifically, but we need to talk about, you know, this podcast is about
society, pop culture,
social media. That's the kind of stuff that's popping right now. So at some point, we got to talk about it. But
okay, so apparently, what's trending right now? LeBron James unfollowed the Cleveland Cavaliers on Twitter,
and that's that.
And that's that. I mean, it's like.
Hey. And that's that, he says.
And his new picture is
so, in
the
other
Lakers.
Words, when he buys his next house, he's not using Quicken Loans.
And his new picture. He's not using Quicken Loans. Yes. Yes. Quicken Loans has taken away all of his. I mean, where does he go, though? Where does he go from here? Does he team up with Kevin Durant in L.A.?
Nah, he's going to.
That's actually a good topic there. Let's get to that topic.
Do him and Kevin Durant leave, and do they go to L.A.?
Well,
and wait for Russ to come
everything
next year?
Everything I've heard is, I don't know how realistic it is, but everything I've heard is they want to get Durant in Golden State.
They do. So, who doesn't want Kevin Durant?
Well, I understand that, but that's been – he's not going to win going anywhere else.
You don't think Kevin Durant, LeBron James going to play for the same organization and waiting a year and getting a guy like Westbrook gives them a big three that competes with Golden State?
Absolutely.
I don't even think LeBron and KD like each other. I don't ever see nothing with them hanging out or like, you think of LeBron, you think of Chris Paul.
You do think D-Wade, Chris Paul, Melo.
I don't think
the KD, four horsemen of the NBA.
I don't think KD and LeBron are that close. Like, honestly.
But at what point
I think definitely Durant is going to leave, and I think Westbrook is going to go with him. Or Westbrook is going to leave, and then Durant's going to go with him. Whoever leaves first. They're going to
Durant leaves first.
Because you know what I see with them? I see that same situation we saw when Stephon Marbury was with Kevin Durant. I mean, with Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my goodness. Like, they have something going.
Something.
And then Stephon Marbury wanted to be somebody.
And he left
to New Jersey. And he became somebody. Don't get me wrong. He was a great player. The problem is he was never going to win a championship without Kevin Garnett. And the Timberwolves almost went to the
Stephon Marbury is not the guy you look to be the starting point guard on a championship team.
No. Stephon Marbury was Allen Iverson before Allen Iverson was.
I think y'all the same here, though.
Look at the teams that won championships recently. Point guard, Tony Parker.
You need passes.
Complete could see him on a championship team. Point guard. The only team I would say recently that had a point guard that just looked out of place is Miami, and that's because you had LeBron and D Wade on the same roster.
Point guard. Mario Chalmers.
I mean, does it matter?
I could have been point guard.
Mario Chalmers and Gumby from
North.
Yeah,
North Cole. I don't like him either.
Gumby.
But I mean, realistically, where does LeBron land if he leaves Cleveland?
Man, he just
he goes to LA. That's the only other place that he can go. Or back to Miami.
Hey, if he goes to LA, Durant going and Westbrook going. They go find the money somewhere.
They're
gonna
find some money somewhere.
Anyways.
Well, Kobe's contract is coming off the books, and that's a big number. So
Kobe ain't retiring. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, hey, shout out to the Phoenix Suns playing the LA Lakers tomorrow night.
I don't care how many sneakers.
Kobe's last performance in town tomorrow night.
Kobe is not going to retire.
He's going to retire. He might pull MJ. Let me
just interrupt here real quick because it's something I noticed here on Twitter. J23 iPhone app. I don't know if they're affiliated with 23 Penny or what. Has the red low twos tweeted right now, and Oneness is talking about the release date.
How much?
I know you they guys got it for both sale? Want
those. They got it for sale?
You might want to look into it. I don't know.
That suck. I thought they were tight, but I see a better
Speaking of 23 Penny, how about them getting ran up in over the weekend?
Right. Yeah, that wasn't us, by the way, just so we can clear this up.
You were out of town, though. We don't know where you were.
Sucks. Hey, I don't know where 23 Penny stays at, but not where I was.
He might have been one of the first people I followed when I got on Twitter. I've always followed him. He follows me. I mean, hey, you get robbed, you get robbed. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's a rough life.
You out here slinging.
That's a rough life.
What is that?
Donald Trump going in on Twitter.
Man, that ain't Donald Trump.
Yes, it is. It got deleted after he sent it.
What did he say? Man, wow. He said he got the news on Ted Cruz's wife. That's a low-level ad you did using a picture of, what is that, Melania?
I'm assuming that's his wife.
And a GQ shoot. Girl, be careful wife or daughter. I will spill the beans on your wife. Hey.
Hey. It's getting personal out there. Let me tell you something.
Hey. I'm not one for gossip, but if somebody if somebody gonna spill some beans on the campaign trail, I'm trying to see them. I'm trying to see them beans.
You are trying to see them beans, so if you know what I mean. Pause.
Hey, anyway, where are we at with LeBron?
I don't know, man. Honestly.
He's done? He's done in Cleveland? You heard it here first.
I think
breaking news.
I'm gonna. This isn't going to be a popular take, and it is a hot take, and I hate hot takes, but I'm going to say it anyways. I think he's done winning championships, to be honest with you.
Oh, he is done winning. He's not going to win another championship. He needs.
I think that at one point, why I don't care as much.
I grew up a huge Bulls fan, Jordan fan, and I didn't want LeBron to surpass him. And at this point, it doesn't look like he's going to.
Ever.
At one point, I used to hate on him. Gregory knows. When he went back to Cleveland, I thought it was a noble thing to do. I thought he might win there. And I actually had love for LeBron. But I don't have anything to worry about because he's not surpassing him.
The city of Cleveland needs one, and it won't get one. It will not even get one.
If they don't win this season, they will never win.
They will never win. Unless they get another high-profile person to come to Cleveland. They're talking about D. Wade coming to Cleveland. What does that do for you?
When is that? How?
That's what I read. That they're talking about Dwayne Wade coming to Cleveland. You have Kyrie, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. What does that do for you? Dwayne Wade has a disease.
You guys both know I haven't watched much NBA this year. So what's the deal with Cleveland? Aren't they leading the East?
They're leading the East.
They are leading the East. And they fired their coach.
The problem is
I know that.
They're going to run into.
They wanted LeBron's team Cleveland wanted Mark Jackson, and Cleveland Mark Jackson is a bubblehead, so Cleveland, they didn't hire him.
Cleveland is leading the East, and they're number one over Toronto, and Toronto's not going to catch them.
No.
The problem is they're that Cleveland will go out there and win, and they'll go out there and get washed. They got washed by, like, they were down by 33 against Miami the other day.
And they're going to get washed by the
in
Spurs.
In conference or by the West?
They're going to get washed to the in the Spurs in the finals.
Cavs aren't getting to the finals.
Cavs, Spurs, NBA Finals. Cavs. How about the Spurs washing the Warriors the other night?
I don't know if they washed them. It was pretty close.
But can the Warriors compete in a 7-game series against the Spurs?
Yes.
Because you think they can?
They'll have home field advantage.
Ooh, I don't think so.
They'll have home field advantage.
This is a huge topic right now. Are the Golden State Warriors going to break 72-10?
Yes.
You think so? Yes. They play the Spurs two more times.
That's a very simple answer.
They're going to beat them.
Yes. Both of you think so.
And the Spurs are going to break the record, too.
I think it ends up tied. So they got seven losses. They got to only have nine or you can't break it.
So what does that do for my Jordan 72-10s? Did Greg sell too early?
72-10s
You know what?
They're whack.
They're whack.
You love them.
No, the shoes.
Okay, fine.
We almost fought somebody and pissed them all over him.
No. Oh, no.
I do have a bone to pick.
That man was going to get us. Well, I don't know if he's going to beat us up, but he was going to get us. You know what that man that came with the escalator?
He got off the escalator. He got back.
Oh, yeah, nah. You know, man, let the listeners know. I'm not the biggest dude on earth, but I'm always down to scrap. And I wasn't going to scrap with
you. I was out.
I'm going to say this. I do have a bone.
I was calling George. I was like, where you at?
Yeah, you did.
I was like, where you at? Where you at, dude?
Hey, George, you're the parking lot, George?
I just assumed it was like a fam lunch day. I'm going to say this, though. I got a bone to pick with the sneaker bloggers because about that 72-10 question we just talked about, these clowns actually think that if Golden State breaks the record, it changes what that label means that's on the tongue on that shoe.
That's stupid.
The tongue says – it doesn't say the greatest season. It just says a great season or something like that. It says a something season by the greatest player of all time. If Golden State goes 73-9, Steph Curry is not
the greatest
immediately elevated to the greatest player of all time. And also, the fact that the Bulls went 72-10 and won a championship is still a great season. So where you get the fact that that label is made false by him winning a championship and breaking
the
record.
Here we go. It says
– makes absolutely no
sense. The tongue says, inspired by the most historic season led by the greatest player ever. Which is still true.
It's true.
It is still true.
Both of those things
are true. It's a historic season by to date, the greatest player to ever play the game.
You know, if like Scottie Pippen reads that tongue, he's sad.
Scottie Pippen is sad. Scottie Pippen.
Led by the greatest player. Don't say like led by.
It's a Jordan shoe. What do you expect? It's not a Bulls beat.
But the Air More Up Tempo might say something different.
Man, Air More Up Tempo ain't said nothing but $185 sitting on shelves. And we'll be at your local outlet.
Shout out to the swoosh.
That's another shoe. Where your jeans got skinny and your pants.
Shout out to anyone who can give me a swoosh account. How about
you?
That?
But would you buy the Air More Up Tempo? The OG black and white.
I had it when it came out.
But would you buy it right now?
No.
Okay. When we used to wear the big baggy jeans,
$100 $100 on a sale website.
No.
Are you copping it?
No.
$100 is still too much.
I'm not copping it for any dollars. All right.
You would buy it for $60.
No, I would not.
If you know what I mean.
No, I would.
Yeah. Hey, I would. Hey. I'd buy it for $37.
No, you wouldn't. No. I've seen you put down $8 jeans in a store before because you weren't sure.
All right. I had to think about it.
You'd be paying $37 for something you're not wearing.
I did.
We just got done talking about the closet being too stacked with sneakers that you don't wear.
God bless
you. You're not wearing that.
Hey, man. Well, come out the closet, man. What my model
what you
is.
Doing in the closet anyway?
You be in the closet staring too long, come out. Every Friday, casual Friday, be in the closet staring.
My closet is a room, so it doesn't quite work.
Your closet, and it has those Zona Nike size 7s
it.
In
does.
It
does.
George and
those
Ryan.
Those are the actual
George,
definition of fire
flames. George and Ryan have rooms. All right.
Actually,
I have a closet.
Actually,
yeah, but you got a walk-in closet. You've seen my closets in my house. My house was built in 55.
I will tell you, Arcadia closets are a lot different than Goodyear closets.
You know.
They're a lot different because I've been looking. And I'm going to have to get a storage unit because my girl ain't going to have any of my shoes in my
storage
house.
Unit. Woo! He's getting married.
First of all, he said my girl.
This is the first. Yeah, he did. This is the first. Y'all heard it here first. Simple so getting married, B.
He didn't even introduce us.
They moving in together, B.
You know she's gonna listen to this.
We're looking. Man.
I'm not taking it out.
What?
So, hey, man.
Like but I have a room full of shoes.
Must be nice. I own seven pairs. I own a running shoe, a basketball shoe. I own a cleat. I own a soccer cleat.
And 287 Jordans.
You do own a soccer cleat. There is no doubt about that.
And you know what?
And you thought something
if
else was
you're
in the box.
Listening, all right, because you know who you are. And actually, you know what? You owe me money, and George owes me money, all right? Because you ordered me an Air Max 90 from Nike, and somehow they... Actually, you know, if Nike is listening, y'all sent me a cleat, all right? I'm stuck with a cleat.
But you got them on Swoosh.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. But I did wear them for softball.
I was about
you
to say.
You did wear them for softball.
I did wear them.
He wore them to strike out.
But now
so
we got...
Right. Ah! I was hitting that ball.
Strike. Yeah, you were.
Let's talk about.
Yeah, you were hitting the ball.
I was hitting the ball. Let's talk about striking out. Yeah. You were doing 360.
Falling over.
I didn't strike
falling
out once the entire season.
You didn't strike out.
You didn't strike out. You what? Fell over.
That was on strike two.
You. You only get two strikes.
No, the second strike.
You
not
spun
the,
around.
You started off
bro.
One and
not
one.
The second, yes.
When you swung
and
that,
it was the second one.
When you swung at that ball, you spun
you fell
around.
Over.
And that dust. Hey, right,
everywhere. Hey, hey like, shout out to that dust.
It looked like your front yard.
It pulled me off. Like I said, man.
And that yard will be fixed soon,
we live in Arizona. Everything is dust.
But we didn't have haboobs till George's front yard was a dust.
Both of y'all got Jordan cleats waiting for the
Jordan cleats
season.
Waiting. Home, right. Away, alternate. We got four fields. I got four cleats. We're ready.
You have four cleats. George got one.
I got to get the, I gotta get the red ones still. I
got
to get the red ones.
The blue.
You got the blue?
Blue for us?
Shout out to my old neighborhood. All blue, all day.
Hey, man.
Okay. Okay. Man.
Anyway, what y'all watching on TV? Y'all see Deadpool?
We did see Deadpool.
Absolutely.
How was it?
That might be the best
Marvel movie
ever.
I don't know.
The best Marvel movie, yes, sir.
No, it is. I haven't seen it yet, but it can't possibly be the best.
It's the best Marvel movie.
That and Ant-Man might be the two best Marvel movies ever.
Ant-Man is great. You see Ant-Man, George?
You see Ant-Man?
I did see Ant-Man. I rented it.
And it was good.
What's that?
You didn't like it?
Of course I liked it, but it ain't better than Deadpool.
But it might be second best funniest.
I mean, Paul Rudd was in it, so yeah, he's funny.
Well, nobody believed it as a superhero.
Well, let's put it this way. Well, I like Robert Downey Jr. So I mean, what he does is funny to me.
I will say Iron Man 1 would rival Deadpool for the best Marvel movie ever.
That's a fact. Iron Man 1 is I haven't seen Deadpool yet, but Ant-Man, I think Ant-Man and Iron Man 1 are pretty close.
Pretty close.
Deadpool is the best Marvel movie made, period.
I have
over Iron Man 1?
Oh, by far.
I have a good friend that took his entire family to see Deadpool.
Oh, and, yeah, you can't take kids
mistake.
To see it.
Okay. That's a mistake.
Now, let me tell you this. They took the daughter, who might be about 7, maybe?
That's a mistake.
7, it took the son who's 13, all right? Now, I'm not saying no names. Now, from what I heard from the movie, bro, I heard they was in the movie smashing, cutting heads off. They were doing
everything. They was doing some stuff.
They was hitting.
Oh, they was doing some stuff.
Deadpool.
Well, we know what you mean. We know what you mean by hitting. You ain't talking about punching in the face.
You ain't talking about hitting in the face. You're talking about hitting some other stuff.
I think so. I don't remember, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. There was definitely nudity. That whole when his fall in love with his bartender girlfriend thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know what the scene
was,
but I don't know that.
I mean, there was enough stuff that like you could like rent it and you could be good if your wife was gone for a few days.
Okay. All
right.
Hey man, it wasn't nudity.
I don't remember. I mean, there's scenes with them in bed, but
why
I don't.
Do you not remember? You remember every movie quote on
Earth,
and you can't remember something.
But
that
I normally
like.
See. I've seen Top Gun 700 times. All right, it's a little bit different. I've seen Deadpool.
Is there nudity
once.
In Top Gun? I'm gonna have to rewatch.
He's talking about just remembering movies. Chill out.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that.
Go to MrSkin.com. And that's not a plug
either. What's the one?
We gave out so many free plugs. Ain't no more free plugs, all right? y'all want some more shout outs? Somebody got to pay us. Somebody got to send me some Jordan t-shirts before I start talking about that.
Give us those discount codes. Shout out to the discount codes.
I thought it was like crazy nudity in it. My friend,
I don't think it was crazy.
I would
imagine the when the disc comes out and has the unrated version, it'll be more. So,
I just know my friend's son. He's 13 years old, and if he's in there watching a movie with nudity, that's a weird feeling. There's no weirder feeling than
even
watching
if
a movie
there's
with
not nudity,
nudity
there's talking about fucking and shooting and whatever else.
That might have been the first slip up on the whole podcast.
I mean, what's wrong? We can't cuss in here.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
It's a family show.
I'm not talking about in the studio. I'm talking about.
We made a lot of references.
Yo, this is a family show.
Yeah, family show. This is a sneaker show, all right? There ain't no families listening to this.
Man, this is a three sneaker. Regular guys in a room.
Drinking some beers.
I mean, this is, I don't want to say in a room.
Hey, be honest.
This ain't a closet, just so everybody knows.
Did you wear that Cowboys hat only because it's in the sneak disc?
No, I wore that Cowboys hat because it was in my son's car seat.
Okay.
Shout out to my son. I'm
still upset about that Raider hat, by the way.
Man, yeah, you got to find that. Hey,
I'm wearing my, probably got taken by a Cleveland fan when you was out.
Probably.
There. Nah, B.
I don't even know if I can take my parents a, I don't even know if it's worth taking an airplane to watch the Raiders play the Browns.
No.
When you get free tickets at the 40-yard line about 10 rows up, yes, it's worth it.
They might give it out at the airport.
Oh, it's beautiful. Where Cleveland's football stadium is probably the best spot in all the NFL. It's right on Lake Erie.
The mistake by the lake.
Nice little breeze came through. It was October. It wasn't freezing.
Cleveland lost.
Need a sweatshirt. No, they actually won. Oh. Cleveland lost this year, though. The rematch on the lake.
The Dookie Bowl.
Actually, you know, I take that back. I think the Raiders play in hell. All right. The Raiders Stadium is literally prison.
I mean, you live in Oakland, so I'm not going to argue with you.
And where?
In Oakland. You lived in Oakland. I'm not going to argue with you.
I lived in San Pablo.
Same difference.
That's
Vallejo.
Yo, you're a racist.
East Palo Alto, you name it, it's all the same.
Them areas are rough.
That's where you got your Cortezes.
That has nothing to do with race, you freak.
That's where you got your Cortezes.
What?
And, that's where you got your first Cortezes?
Cortezes again, like I said earlier.
I got three
pairs. How could you be a sneaker fan and not like a Cortezes?
Because nothing but SAs wore Cortez in L.A.
Hey, that's it. Man. You can only say that because your partner's manic.
Let's be clear. Just before somebody hits us up, like, yo, son, come get us. Hey, man.
I'm just saying, I wasn't fooling with them in high school growing up.
I wasn't either. But it was just like, actually, I don't know.
You wore Chucks or you wore Jordans or you wore Air Maxes. That's how it worked.
Either way.
Or in Vans. I almost forgot about Vans. I remember K-Swiss. That was when it was cool to wear K-Swiss. All right?
K-Swiss went through about, what, ninth grade? K-Swiss were all right.
Your ninth grade and my ninth grade was a different year.
But not that far.
George was working his first job after college. George got his master's.
He was an intern.
When we were in ninth grade.
He was an intern. We was in ninth grade. We was in ninth grade hooping on a blacktop. But,
George was interning at Napster.
That might be the funniest joke I've ever heard from Simple.
Oh, Simple got that joke book.
Napster. That was a good one.
Well, I think that might be about it.
Yeah.
Y'all agree?
I don't know.
Gotta close the show better than that.
Hey, man, like I said.
We need to get a band in here next time.
Go to our website.
If the Roots are available, y'all come support.
Be like, hey, Jimmy Fallon, stick it in our roots.
Yeah, man. Yo, Questlove got a mask, a good sneaker collection. Actually, I don't know if his collection's that nice. When they did that, like, with that complex, they went in his closet. It was a lot of stuff sitting on top of each other.
Man, next episode, we got to talk about Complex and some of the cats that be on there and the lies they be telling.
Hey, man, I love Complex, but I don't know.
Shopping on Complex.
Sometimes.
Talking about Allen Iverson wearing those Georgetown 11 lows when he was at
Georgetown. That was pretty good.
Complexes, when they go shopping, what is it? Shopping with Complex? Is that what it's called? That's one of my favorite things to watch, but I can't stand seeing a celebrity that does not know the name of a sneaker.
No.
I hate it. I don't know if it was Bow Wow or Jim Jones. Somebody,
50 Cent?
Jim Jones.
Somebody called Concord 11s. Yo, the black and white joints.
Oh.
And I think that might be like the universal.
Riff Raff.
That might be.
I remember Jim Jones.
I call like Aqua 8s. Like, I call these the turquoise. Either way, if you don't know the name of your sneaker,
the only way that you can name sneakers by yourself is if you're DJ Khaled.
If you're DJ Khaled,
shout out to DJ Khaled.
He went on Power 106 in LA, and the studio hosts actually had better names for the shoes than he did. So.
I'm just gonna put that out. I don't even know what them cats.
The man whose shoes they were had better names than Khaled.
Even Khaled was impressed when he named them. Khaled was like, "Oh man, that was kind of."
Man, why didn't I think of that? They didn't want me to think of that.
But hey, man, like I said.
All right, well, let's end the show like this. What's coming up next week? What releases this week that people are checking
Knicks
for?
Knicks fives this weekend.
Knicks five lows.
I'm sure we'll have an NMD
Knicks five lows restock. Are about 5 years late. They should have been out a long time ago.
I'll be waiting.
Most
I'll
Jordans
be waiting
are like
on the 48
that.
Hour swoosh for that.
The original Knicks five had Carmelo Anthony's number on it. They had a number seven, and they were highs.
And they were highs.
Now yeah. they're lows, and they're $175.
And the original Knicks highs were orange. The Chris Pauls were blue.
Oh, that's a fact.
The orange,
oh, that's right. They were Clipper
fives. Yeah, they were Clipper okay. fives that that's were the right. blue and the red. The Knicks fives were orange with blue interior, and they did have a five on them. The Knicks five lows are dope. It's a shoe that I would pay.
You're gonna pay
swoosh
retail.
For.
You're not gonna buy retail?
No.
Well, then no. I'm not buying retail.
I'm not buying retail on that.
I mean, we ain't got no hookup. I don't know about that.
Hey, well, just so you guys know, the
I might and the then next, I might return. I might buy it on Nike.com and then I might return it if I get done swoosh.
The next,
you get somebody in trouble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been talking about that swoosh account since we got on air.
The next, just so everybody knows, the next Mamba shoe is up on Sneakers app.
For sale?
Not for sale.
Oh,
you said that a little loud.
The notify me.
You just broke some eardrums, B.
That
so
was pretty loud.
The Zoom Kobe 1 Black Mamba is up for notification purposes.
Wait, but it comes out tomorrow, so it doesn't matter if they're listening now.
It is coming out tomorrow.
When did the 12s get pushed back to you?
The 2nd,
April 2nd.
I believe.
April 2nd, yeah, okay. So
I'll be buying those.
Their next paycheck.
I'll be buying those. Although my jeans,
next paycheck. Okay.
My jeans are slim, but I'm copping. God, you see that Ultra Superfly? Oh my, that's 240.
It's terrible.
I don't think it sucks, but
I'm not paying 240 for it. Actually, one shoe that's coming out this weekend is kind of dope. I wouldn't cop it for any other reason than to hooping it with the Toon Squad. Shout out to the Toon Squad. Is the Kyrie 2 Easters are kind of dope.
Okay, let me tell you something about the Easter pack. You know, the Easter pack used to be one of those packs you camped for. You got a ticket for. You signed up for the raffle for.
Used to.
Easter pack. Nike might as well get rid of these seasonal packs. Might I don't need well. A Christmas pack.
Nope.
I don't need a Halloween pack. I don't nope. need an Easter pack. I don't need a Valentine's Day.
Nope.
It's garbage now.
Yes.
Now, the Kyrie shoe is a nice shoe. The problem is with a shoe that right there that's nice, it comes out with too many colorways. I mean, I seen a new one today on Soul Collector. That was like a gray and something. It said a new Kyrie has unsurfaced. Man, please. It'll be at the outlet, and I'll be and I'll be there to look at it because I'm still not.
It'll be on Sports Authority, 25% off next week.
Facts.
Oh, shite. March 23rd, which I believe is, 2 days from now?
Yeah.
MDMs.
The NMDs. Nike Air More Up Tempos that Simple really wants.
March 23rd is tomorrow.
Those are $180.
I'm not
those?
Paying that.
$180.
Yes, you are.
I'm not paying $180 for those. I need those.
You paid
for
retail for Barclays.
Barclays were a grail.
Okay.
Barclays is one of the Barclays and black white infrared sixes are actual grails, and I would only pay retail for white, purple, black Barclays. I bought four pairs of those. I bought four of those. Dead serious. I have four pairs of those in the house.
You
that
bought
is
four pair of those Barclays.
Grail.
Those suck. I think you haven't worn one time.
I hope my girlfriend isn't listening.
Oh my god.
I wore them to hooping.
And I bet you wore them with joggers.
I did wear them with joggers.
We'll talk about joggers next week.
I got a problem with joggers.
We got a lot to talk about on the next
one. NMDs drop tomorrow too.
White, black, purple.
Well, I heard that's a rumor, but we'll see if it happens.
White, black, purple, CB94s is a top three grail. What used to be a top three grail, which we'll talk about next week after tonight's HBO episode. Actually, what used to be a top three grail was a Converse Kevin Johnson. But
don't put
tonight,
that man on blast.
But after tonight,
don't put that
I might
man
never,
on blast.
Ever say that name again. Until next week.
Don't put that man on blast like
man. I got some Kevin Johnson stories that are facts. Okay.
Hey.
And I'm gonna tell you something. If HBO doesn't say it, I just might.
Right. It might have been from those days when you stayed in the closet too long.
Hey, yo, and I'm not and I'm not talking about rumors. I know actual facts, all right?
Man, we about to break. We about actual to have breaking
one.
News
We
next
might have
week.
To have our lawyer in the building.
We might have, breaking news next week on Sneak This.
Hey, man.
Breaking
not,
news.
Actually,
Kevin Johnson
you know
featuring.
Oh, no, man. This is
Greg
the first
Robeson.
Episode. No, whoa, hey. Hey.
The escapades. Greg's got phone calls. Hey, and his phone's still saved.
Hey, yo. Escapades is a word.
You got them voicemail still saved, B?
The word escapades implies, like, I don't like that word. Escapades means some cadoodling.
There was. Anyways,
like I said,
I guess we'll wait to find out.
Well, we'll be here next week. Thank you to Digi Labs for giving the studio. We'll be back here next week. Love the studio. Very nice thing. Like I said, follow us on Twitter @_SneakDiss. And go to our website, www.thesneakdiss.com. Everything will be up by tonight. And we will be
back here again next week.
We'll be here next week, but we'll have an Instagram as well.
Yeah.
This is Greg. Follow me on Twitter @G_Rob83.
This is Ryan. Follow me at Instagram @RSempy. RSEMPIE. Or Twitter @TheSempleLife, SEMPLE.
I'll make sure to post our accounts on the website.
We got it. Yeah, look on. Check on the website.
Simple. And when George makes another account, I'm posting on
there. But we need simple. To get.
And George got the train of thought.
We were able to talk Simple into changing his Twitter account. We need to talk him into changing his Instagram.
Can
you?
Can I change my Instagram?
I don't know. Well, you might have to create a new one.
It might be too late. What is this?
I can see the Drake meme now.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
You want to change?
But yeah, anyways, check the website. Thanks for listening. Again, my Twitter account, TraneOfThought_TRANE
THOT.
Not them kind of thoughts. And hit me up.
And like I said, we will be, actually I didn't say it, but hopefully we're on iTunes by Friday. I don't know if we did a review press. We'll be on Google Play. Go to our YouTube channel. Just go ahead into the search. Go ahead and check the Sneak Disc. We'll be on Stitcher. If you guys have that app on your cell phones. And we will be on SoundCloud.
And we got some
sounds violent.
Interviews coming up. We're trying to get...
Trying to get some shoe shop owners. Like I said, you know, this is a local podcast. We want to make sure we support our local people. So, you know, hopefully.
Shout out PJ Tucker.
You know what? We'll wait till next week. But if we want to get a few of our local cats on here, get this from Shine. But this is the Sneak Disc.
Thanks.